What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? We back in the fucking booth. Someone get the fire extinguisher. Because we sent fire in the booth.
Woo!
It's your boy Johnny Sins. This is the Early Birds Podcast.
And it's your boy October's very own finance at the night, Alfred. We back in the stew.
We back in the stew. It's your boy, Schemer of 400.
All right. You know what's fucking crazy, bro? Like, I wasn't even gonna bring this shit up, but I was listening to a true crime podcast today.
Yeah.
And they were talking about this nigga. He was like a fucking a cult leader. Like, they were Mormons, but then he started getting crazy. He wanted to fuck like a whole bunch of bitches and
KKK.
He had a bunch of shit like down his sleeve. So they said he was like a master schemer. And the first thing I thought of was you, nigga.
Wait, hold on.
Hell yeah.
You said he had a bunch of things, but he just wanted to fuck bitches?
No, like, like, no, bro. So he was like a cult leader and shit, but he was Mormon. But then he got like power hungry. So he's like, oh, hell yeah, you know? And then the other leaders were like, yeah, bro, we're going to have to boot you.
Damn.
So he's like, all right, fuck it. I'll make my own religion then.
Ooh.
So he did. And then he had like, I don't know how many fucking wives, had 50 kids and shit.
God, polygamy?
Yeah, bro.
That's fucking hard.
Yeah. But they said he was a schemer. And I'm like, Eric?
He was a schemer.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait, is this current or it's like...
No, it's like old, bro. Like 1700s, 1800s.
It's probably like Eric's grandpa, bro.
Yeah.
Relax.
It's like great, great, great grandpa.
Hold on. I know fucking... what's his name? From Brigham Young.
Oh, yeah, didn't that homie have, like, hella kids?
They had hella bitches.
He's the one that invented fucking polygamy.
Yeah. So I knew he was, like, not, like, he's a well-known Mormon.
He's not a saint, though.
And I heard he's not a saint, but, like, I didn't know that nigga was racist. Like, hella?
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, why do you think...
I never looked into the history of it,
I'm not saying all Mormons are like this, but why do you think Mormons... are like, you know, well known around the world for being weird and not all there.
That's facts.
Yeah, because they're known to be racist.
You should know this. You live in the state of Mormonism.
Polygamy is literally created and accepted, I think, only in this state. And yeah.
Okay, hold on. I learned a bunch of shit today, bro. Like
what?
From this podcast, like about Mormons. So I didn't know that. Like it started. It was like in the 1800s where people started having a problem with it, with them being fucking polygamous because they're like, yo, that shit ain't right.
It was people that didn't get no bitches, huh?
Well, the thing is, bro. I mean, probably.
The homies that could only pull one bitch.
But it's kind of sexist too because it only worked one way. Like the homie could have like 50 wives, but one woman could not have more than one husband. Because the man was supposed to be the head of the household.
Hell yeah! Damn, I don't know. You would do that?
Yeah, would you do that?
You'd have 10 wives? I think that'd be kind of annoying.
No, I don't think I would. But.
Like, it would be cool. Don't get me wrong. It would be cool in some aspects. But that shit would be mad annoying, though.
You mad at fucking Ashley, so you're going over to London. That's hard.
Yeah, but that means you have to make things right with Ashley.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Ashley might get the whole gang and gang up on you.
Oh, why are you using that name, though? Why you got to use that name? That's my sister's name.
Hey, okay, my bad.
Hey, he said it first. Oh, baby, nah.
Oh, baby, nah. What are you doing? But yeah, and then they also used to like discriminate against people of color. Like the whole Mormon... But... You want to know why? I don't know. Like, fact check this if you can, but this is what I learned. I don't know if it's true, how true it is. But.
Because every culture makes better for them?
Nah. Nah, because they were cool with it. They're like, fuck it, you know, it's all whites type shit.
Let me introduce y'all to funeral potatoes.
Let me introduce y'all to being exempt from fucking taxes, right? You know how they're exempt from taxes?
Are they?
Yeah.
Churches?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that why, like, they have to give them, like...
10%.
Yeah, of your check?
Yeah.
That's booty. Yeah.
But all churches are exempt from tax. Right? But they said, pretty much, if you can't include people of color, we're going to take that shit away, and y'all going to have to pay taxes. So they're like, all right, fuck it. Let's let the black people in.
Sounds about right.
And that's why they got rid of polygamy, too.
So, oh, for real?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
They didn't want to see Scottie Pippen with more bitches.
But yeah, bro. Shit's crazy, huh?
Fucking Mormons. Wait, didn't you go to junior high here?
Yeah.
Didn't you take Utah studies?
Bro, I'm gonna be honest. When I was in junior high, history was like my least favorite.
Well, because I know they make you take Utah studies or some shit.
I thought...
Ironic, that's actually the one I passed.
And that told you all the shit of, like, how polygamy came to be and all that shit.
Yeah, I don't remember this, bro. I honestly hated that fucking class. I think that was my worst year of history. Yeah.
For real? No, yeah. That was my best year.
It definitely was, because it was fucking pointless. But.
Matter of fact, most history they teach in school is fucking whack, if we're being honest here.
Some of it's cool.
Like what?
So.
I like learning about, like, the Revolutionary War and shit.
Yeah, that shit was pretty cool.
That shit is kind of tight.
So do you learn more stuff from the History Channel?
Bro, you know what?
Who got cable nowadays?
You know what's crazy? I think I've learned more outside of school than in school.
Damn.
I think that's the case for a lot of people, though.
So why do you need school then?
To educate you, quote unquote.
Damn. So you're saying you don't need school to be educated?
Not really.
Ooh.
Now when you have the History Channel.
We're gonna add Weber School District to this pod.
Honestly, you know what the best thing school taught me was? Social skills.
How to ditch.
That too. That too, bro.
Loki the white lie.
Social skill. The what up, nigga?
Not for real, though.
What you mean? School taught me how to play Ultimate Frisbee.
That's facts, bro. Hey, them sports classes hit different.
I didn't know how to play that.
The best excuse that you had to use to get away with skipping? When you got caught, what's your excuse?
When I got caught? Yeah, I got caught like...
To get away with it.
Wait, from my teacher or from my parents?
From your parents.
I got caught fucking twice, and my ass got in trouble both times. So there's like no excuse here.
Oh, no excuse?
No.
Damn.
Well, what the fuck would I say?
What would you say?
That you guys had a fucking a substitute teacher, and the substitute just didn't mark you there? That's what I did, and it worked.
Eric, the only time I ever fucking got caught was when the school personally called my parents.
That's what I'm saying.
No, my dad used to get emails of when I was...
Oh, see, they...
Yeah, yeah,
no. My parents didn't even have a fucking email when I was in school, bro.
Same.
that boy got emails when I wasn't there.
Shit, my parents didn't even have their current phone numbers in school. Nah. Shit.
Nah, my dad was on lock on for that on me.
Hell no, bro. I got caught one time at school. But I never got caught with my parents.
I remember it got down to where the fucking cops kind of got involved. They got fucking Malay looking for me.
But you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? For being a fucking...
what's it called?
For being a fucking minority, he was kind of racist.
He's racist.
Hell yeah, he is. Hell yeah, he is.
I'm like, bro, how you going to be a dark Asian and be racist? Like, that shit, make that shit make sense, bro.
My boy wanted to be white so bad. So he had it. Dude, he literally picked on every single brown person, bro.
And bro, literally, me and Alfie were late from lunch one time, bro. we got back, and Malay, he was like, it's like, where were you guys at? What were you guys doing, huh? Like, we were just at a friend's house. We got back late. Like, oh, why are your eyes red? Why are they glossy? Like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? I had a fucking Coke and a pizza, like.
Bro, my nigga was itching, bro. He wanted to bust someone, bro.
He was desperate for something.
He needed to meet his school cop quota.
He made that's why. That's why he went to Salt Lake to go catch me and Atelio in Salt Lake.
Bro, he made us follow a pen with our eyes. And when we did that successfully, he accused us of having glossy eyes.
He fucking told me I reek of alcohol. But yeah, I fucking put hand sanitizer.
Alcoholic, I see.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that shit was crazy, bro. Let me
fucking
tell
you, bro.
Fucking Malay. Gotta love him, huh?
Yeah, that's so ironic. Because that was the first time we went over to Jacob's house. At least I did. This first day I met Jacob. And look what happened. Came back late. Oh, they're brown. They had to be drinking. They had to be smoking.
We were playing video games.
Dude, we were fucking playing crazy. Video games.
Dude, that's crazy because
we're playing motherfucking Killer Instinct, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
No, that's crazy because our two rivers, they knew we already kept coming back high. They didn't give a fuck.
Wait, for real?
No, hell no. Bro, I was fucking high as fuck in my math class one time after lunch. And my fucking math teacher fucking straight up just called me out saying, looks like Eric had an herbal dinner. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, my life. An herbal
dinner. That's pretty fucking, that's badass, bro.
He used to tell us, like, about his coke stories in, like, in high college. Because he wasn't a frat.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude. But to be honest, bro, if I was the teacher at Two Rivers, bro, I know what's up. The only reason your kid is going to Two Rivers, bro, is if they have something going on like that.
That's facts.
Either they fucking druggies, they failed miserably, or they got a kid. Or they're pregnant or something like that.
Those two of those.
Like, ain't no fucking normal little Johnny going fucking over there.
That's crazy. Hey, like, little Johnny could have gone over there.
What do you mean? Your boy Berkeley went?
Like, I wish I could fucking meet someone that actually goes to Two Rivers and they're like a good kid. Nah.
That's facts, though.
You either got one of those on you.
Alright.
Shit, I almost went to Two Rivers.
Were you a good kid?
Huh?
Were you a good kid?
Yeah, I just fucking failed. I failed and then they were going to give me the easy way out, but my mom knew what Two Rivers was. And she said, we're not a bunch of dumbasses.
Damn, like that?
Yeah. So she said, hell no.
I would have said the same shit while I...
You know,
that's why I had to do packets.
I asked my dad if my little sister would... If she wanted to go to hers, would he let her? And he said, hell no. I'm like, damn. And I was like, oh, yeah, but me was a different story. He goes, yeah, because you were failing. You needed it. I'm like, yeah.
Wait, why would you go to Two Rivers if you had all your shit in check? That shit wouldn't make sense.
No, because I was failing.
No, I'm saying your sister.
Huh? Well, I don't know if she was failing.
Oh. Okay.
Look, it's because...
But even if she was failing, that he wasn't going to let her go.
It's because, look, Eric. Look, schemer. You and your sister, bro, are two different people. Your sister, she looks like she can find her way. You look like you needed the rehabilitation. Shout out my boy Drac. He knew.
My boy Dracula. Shout out my boy Drac for real, bro.
He knew you needed the rehabilitation.
That's crazy. And you graduated 8 years later.
Yo!
From the same school.
From the same school you went to 8 years ago.
Dog. Do you know how weird it felt when I went to the bathroom to go pee, right? And I would just see these little ass homies going in. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm like, I do not belong here. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, damn, it's crazy. When I was 17, I used to be in these fucking bathrooms in here.
That's crazy. Man, sometimes I wish I could go back to school. Like, to experience it again.
Do you think you'd fit in with the same people?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say we can run it back.
Uh-huh.
Right now.
Right.
Would you be able to run it with the same people, or would you find, like, a different crowd?
I don't know, bro. Probably different, low-key. I don't know, bro. Nah, but then again, did I really have a fucking, like, a set crowd? Did I?
What you mean? You were part of Little Mexico with the rest of us.
If we're being honest, I was there, like, a fourth of the time, bro. And I was notorious for that shit, bro. Like, I'd be in Little Mexico, and then, you know, fucking next half of the day, I'd be with my white boys. Next half of the day, I'd be fucking not there.
Look, from when I was at Real High with you, you were there the whole time.
Jeez. Yeah, you were there for 1 year, Eric.
I wasn't even there for a full half of you. I was there for like 2.5 months, 3 months.
That's when my cousin was still there. So I kicked it with her crew too. And they were all Mexican or whatever. Yeah,
I remember.
But then, you know, junior and senior year came, and I would have some random ass homies, and they'd be like, "What the fuck is this guy?"
That is true. Senior year, definitely, nigga. Oh my god, bro. Every day was meeting another one of Johnny's friends. So, and he picked the most random. Not nigga.
It's because, look, bro. Look, and I've had that ever since, like, end of junior / senior year, where I just fucking, like, I'm like, damn, like, I want to talk to this nigga. I just go up and fucking chop it up, and then we're buddies. Now, is that a bad thing? I don't think so.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's just, you know what? Thinking about it now, it makes sense now. You've been notorious for having weird friends.
Well, that's what I'm saying, even though, bro.
Even back in high school now, it makes sense now. To be honest, yeah, it makes sense.
Nah, 2 hours, you had your own group. You didn't kick it with no one else. Some, like, fucking, some yard territory type shit.
Man. I don't know. I'd probably do the same shit, bro. Fucking kick it with the white homies for half my sophomore year. And then fucking straight up ditch them and go with the Mexicans.
That's crazy, because mine would be like, "What's up, dog? You want to go smoke real quick?" "Yeah, yeah. You driving?" "Nah, we're gonna smoke in front of the fence." "All right," and we'll smoke there. So I got caught.
Stupid ass. That's your own damn fault too, bro.
My boy's smoking literally next to the op.
No, that's not what we didn't get caught because we got caught smoking. They brought the dogs.
Oh, that's tough.
They brought the dogs. Wait, they
sniffed
it in your locker or what?
What locker? Tourists don't have lockers.
Oh, shit.
That shit's too dangerous, bro.
Oh, they got it on you, bro.
Wait, they let you have backpacks?
Yeah.
But not lockers?
Yeah.
Why don't they let you have lockers?
Go ask them. I don't know.
That's a serious question. But they just didn't have lockers?
They don't have lockers.
They're probably just too broke for it, dude.
That makes sense.
No, it's too small. It's too small to have lockers.
Okay.
And first off, what would these niggas need lockers for? Not like they getting books and shit.
No, skateboards. That's facts, but a lot of
people skated to school.
Nigga, you know damn well they had lockers. Every other locker would have had fucking weed, cigs, or vapes, definitely.
Yeah, vapes. But it's a ghetto school. Some ghetto schools now don't allow backpacks unless they're clear.
Did you have a metal detector?
No. We weren't that ghetto. Relax.
Nah, this isn't Los bro. Angeles. Hold on, bro. Look, I'm not going to say this is the ghettoest area. Because it's not. This area is, you know, pretty nice. But I'm going to say that school had the ghettoest of the people from the area.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And plus, look, bro, that was the beginning of ghetto Ogden.
It was funny too because like we had people from Ogden and Ben Lomond going there, even though they were supposed to go to Washington. Washington. Yeah,
what's Washington?
That's another school.
It's another school like Tours.
Oh, for real? But there's more?
But oh yeah. But it's for Ogden, for the Ogden district. There's one in Davis County. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I thought Two Rivers was the only dumbass high.
No. And I've heard the people that go to Washington are worse than people that go to Two Rivers.
Those are like your actual thugs.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard it too.
Yeah, like your 13th Street type shit. Yeah.
That used to be my elementary school too.
What?
Yeah, that used to be elementary school.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Do you know where this is at? You know where this is at?
What, the school?
Yeah.
No.
It's across the street from my grandma's house.
It's okay. You know where that Maverick's at? Maverick is at going to Chewy's.
Oh shit!
That school behind it. That's yeah, the one when we're going up to like Sanchez's house. Yeah.
Oh, it's not elementary no more.
No. That's Washington High.
That's a ghetto school.
Oh.
Oh, that's real ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you should have went there.
Nah. I don't know if would I?
Hold on. Can you get into those type of schools like normally? Or you have to, have a rep to get in there?
I don't know, dog. I just remember I talked to my vice principal. And I was like, yo, think about going to Two Rivers. Oh, yeah, why is that? Because I heard it's easier.
Wait, you told the vice principal of Roy High?
It's because she... we used to be cool. She was the vice principal at our junior high. Do you remember Miss Ernest, Johnny?
Yeah.
The lesbian?
Yeah, the one that fucking looked like... Oh, what's that nigga? Which one is the one with the blonde hair on Beavis and Butthead? Well, that bitch looked like one of them.
Yeah, no.
That's a good question. I think that's fucking Butthead, Luke.
Is that Butthead?
No, I think that's Beavis, fool.
Beavis?
Yeah, no, that's Beavis. Yeah, no, that's
the
Beavis,
blonde one?
Yeah.
The blonde one? Oh, she looked like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. But yeah, I remember.
So we used to go, since she was my vice principal here at fucking at Sandridge, she just saw me to be the vice principal at Bonneville. And I'm like, aight. And I told him, like, yeah, Loki, I just heard it's like a little easier. And yeah, and they're like, she's like, okay, yeah, I can see if I can get you in. And I'm like, I bet.
Wait, why did you switch to Bonneville?
Because I got kicked out of Roy.
You're the only homie I know that. How did you get kicked out?
Wait, how did you get kicked out?
Literally, I went to Roy High the first 2 weeks. And then after that, I was never there except for lunch.
Only you would get kicked out for not fucking showing up, bro. Like,
wait, so you didn't show up for like
from August, September, November, and then in December is when I was gonna go transfer, but they told me I can't do that yet because the month I'm gonna basically have straight A's, and that's unfair. And I said cap, but because they just didn't want to give me my credits.
Wait, hold on. So did you know you were gonna get kicked out? Or they just like called your parents or something.
They told me one more and I'll be in trouble.
Wait, one more absence?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if I ditch one more time.
And you ditch one more time.
And you just said, man, fuck this nigga. So wait, what happened with that then?
So I got transferred to Bonneville.
Okay, so you ditched that one more time and then they called you or what?
They emailed my dad.
They emailed your dad?
Yeah.
What'd they tell your dad?
That
you were expelled or something or what?
For real? I don't know exactly what the fuck happened, but I just remember after that we fucking went to Bonneville and I signed up and they're like, yeah, we can't let you finish this off because you're in the last month and so you could probably just get straight the whole time, so we might not just put you, we might just have to give you this whole month off. I was like, fuck. And so I had to start it beginning of second semester. So I literally had all of fucking Christmas, all of December off.
I mean, it's not like you had all that fucking time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, so.
Wait, so did they ask you if you got kicked out of Roy?
No. Or did they? I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, and then so how long were you in Bonneville till you decided, man, I want to go to Two Rivers?
So let's see.
He ain't decide. They decided. No,
I know it was me. So I was. So the second half of sophomore year, and then like half of the first half. So I was like a quarter, maybe like 2 months in. Yeah, I talked to her like in November, and she's like, yeah, we can get you in December. I said, I bet. And I started in December at Two Rivers of junior year.
Damn. And you went to Two Rivers because it was easier?
Yeah. Was it easier? Hell yeah.
That's the laziest shit. And you still didn't fucking graduate?
Look.
Fucking I'm crazy. Sick as fuck.
And so when I was like looking at my report card, right?
Yeah.
If I didn't get kicked out of school from when I got caught, I would have graduated. I would have had all my shit. But no.
Wait, so why did you get kicked out of Two Rivers?
Because I got caught with weed.
Got caught with weed?
Yeah. They thought I was plugging when which I really was.
So they knew you were plugging then. In other words, they didn't think.
No. Hold on. The reason why I say that is because when I got directed to the office, I seen everything on the table, and then they asked me, "Are you selling weed?" I said, "No, I just have a scale because I want to make sure I pay for it because people have been ripping me off." They believed it.
Did they actually say weed?
Yeah.
Damn. And then what did they tell? What did they tell you? You're fired. Damn. So you've been expelled from two schools.
Yeah.
Ask.
So I had to go to fucking PM school. Yeah, because I remember he said, like the next day, bro, the next fucking day, me and my dad went into the office and they're like. Yeah, usually for instances like this, we suspend you for expel you for 4 months, and then you can come back after that. And he was saying, but since we only have April and May to finish off, you're just going to have to do PM school. I was like, fuck. So I was in PM school. PM school fucking sucks, bro.
Wait, what the fuck is PM school?
School in the PM?
He's not wrong.
Elaborate.
What was that? That fucking the Apex. Do you guys remember Apex?
Packets?
Apex? I know Fortnite.
No.
And what's the other one?
Hey,
what's the other one?
PUBG,
yeah.
No, okay, well it was like something where like you to do your quizzes.
Yeah, and it was then the
you
do online one test. Packets,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So it was just that.
Oh, you
for
just...
4 hours? 3 or 4 hours?
So you just did Apex?
I want to say that.
You were supposed to.
Yeah, I was supposed to. No, I was supposed to.
Damn, Eric, you lazy as fuck, bro. Now that I'm coming to think of it.
No.
I remember, like, my nigga really just didn't graduate school because he didn't feel like it? Like, they laid out the carpet for you, all easy and shit. All you had to do was walk through it, and you decided you wanted to fucking
sit down. I fucking remember me and the homie used to play fucking 8-ball pool. I'm not gonna lie.
You had all these opportunities to graduate, and you still did it.
And you say you want to be a fucking detective? That's fucking crazy, my boy.
Shit. That's fucking wild. Wait, so what happened with PM school?
Oh, that shit got cut off maybe like 3 weeks before the rest of the school year ended.
So you didn't finish your packets?
No. Hey, well, I started regular school.
The bro has no fucking drive. That's crazy.
He said, nah.
No, but a fucking... Do you remember how there was... I don't know if you guys remember. There was that one, like, the critical thinking, some bullshit, that you type up an essay. It has to be, like, a 400 or 500 word, and then you bring in your pay stubs. to get some hours. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't do no stupid shit like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well there was they had this thing where like I don't remember what the fuck you were supposed to do, but you were supposed to read some shit, type up like a little fucking letter about it, and you had to do like 5 or 6 different ones.
Uh-huh.
And then you would have to bring a pay stub of like 200 hours, right? And you could get like quarter credit.
A pay stub?
Yeah, because you need like 200 work hours, some shit like that.
So, yeah, bro, I've never done that ghetto shit.
I remember I hired the homie's girlfriend. I paid her $20 to do it for me. She got me half a credit or 0.75 of a credit.
Wait, to do what for you exactly?
To the fucking essay? Type up the essays and shit.
Oh, okay. But you had your own pay stub.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Damn, nigga, anything to not fucking work, huh? That's crazy.
My nigga found all the loopholes.
You know what? Sometimes I think about shit you do, Eric, and I'm like, damn, wouldn't it be easier to just fucking do it?
My nigga's going to
find your way around it.
My nigga's going through all this extra work just to not do it.
You know, growing up, my fucking parents used to tell me, with all that work that you're doing to make it look like you're working, if you really put that into working, like on your schoolwork, you would be a straight student. I'm like, oh,
yeah. It'd be the lazy people doing the most work, bro, by trying to avoid it so much.
Holy shit. My nigga went to like 5 different schools in high school.
Dude, my first year. Yeah, my sophomore year. Damn. That's I already went to 2 different schools.
That's you know how fucking much work it is to transfer schools.
Oh, I know.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. I remember.
Just to not go to the other one.
I remember in the yearbook for my sophomore year at Bonneville, I didn't have a picture. Yeah. It just said names without pictures, and you see Eric Barboza.
That's crazy to me, bro. I'm going to pull out the yearbooks soon. I'm going to see y'all pictures.
Hey, Loki, you might see mine.
You have sophomore year?
If you have sophomore year, I'm definitely in that one.
I have senior year, bro.
Senior year, but I wish I had fucking junior and sophomore.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think I got those.
I didn't get the option to buy yearbooks.
I was too poor to buy yearbooks. Literally, I bought my yearbook.
Roy High, I think I did. I think I did pay for a yearbook.
I bought my own yearbook on my senior year.
Fucking Bonneville told me, nah, you started too late. Two Rivers just didn't have no yearbooks in general.
Two Rivers doesn't have a yearbook.
No, bro. The reason why they say it is because they have too many people like leaving in and out.
Too many dropouts.
People graduating early and shit. Fuck. Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's actually where people go to if they want to go graduate early too. Because I remember there was a girl in my history class. She was a junior and I was a senior, and she said the only reason why she's there is because she wants to graduate early.
You know, I never understood the graduating early part, unless you were like trying to go to college early. Well, because imagine if you graduate early and you're still 17, you technically still can't get hired.
Unless you're a fucking, like, prodigy or some shit.
Yeah.
That's true, huh?
That's why I never understood that. Like, yeah, I guess if you're really, like, going to school for, like, X amount of years, then I guess you can start fucking early.
What if they want to go work construction?
Don't you got to be 18 for that?
Uh-uh. I mean, they
hired. Okay.
I mean, we are.
White construction.
Oh, no, yeah, no. You got to be 18.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you do.
Not fucking.
So how were the, like, homies in high school that like, were 17 fucking working construction?
Because that's not.
They were probably working for the Theo Marcy's, bro.
They're probably working, like, residential construction and shit. Getting paid under the table.
Oh, yeah, because they told me they couldn't work, like, during, like, in the summers. Because of work. Because of school.
Yeah, because that's still considered child labor. That's why when you got a job in high school, you couldn't work over 40. Even though I worked over
40. I worked over fucking 40. What the fuck? Yeah,
I worked over 40, but you weren't supposed to. That's why minors can only be employed part-time.
Man, fuck Little Caesars.
Because, like, if you worked over 40 hours, that was, like, child slavery or something.
I was already over 18 when I started at Little Caesars, when I was working
there. No, when I worked at Shopko, I worked fucking 40 hours. Fuck them pussies. That's why they in the ground now.
Well, yeah, aren't you like almost 30 already?
Huh?
Aren't you almost like 30 already? Hey,
fuck you, dude. Now I work 50 hours a week.
Shit, what a beast. No wonder you can afford all these fucking concerts, nigga.
I'm saying.
Hey, bro, every time this nigga posts on his fucking Instagram. Shout out my nigga Alfie. What's your Instagram? Alfred Gite?
Hell yeah.
Follow my nigga Alfred Gite. Anyways, every time this nigga posts a story, it's always a fucking either a date for a concert or the concert itself. I'm like, damn, nigga.
Bro, that's my thing, bro. That's like my fucking favorite summer activity.
Concerts.
Is going to a concert, bro. I love that shit.
RJP, the YG concert.
Oh, wait, why? It's canceled or what?
No, so I've been doing all this overtime, right?
Yeah.
Just to get a normal-ass fucking check.
Yeah.
My boy didn't work hard enough.
I didn't work hard enough.
He didn't hit number.
I didn't hit quota.
Deadass?
No.
Damn, nigga, you slow.
No. Oh, no, definitely he didn't. You didn't see that picture I shared on Facebook, bro?
No.
That was his pallets, bro.
You know, I'm gonna send you a picture tomorrow.
Bro, tell me why I showed that picture, bro. Hell, the niggas left for you.
I didn't
because
see it.
When it comes down to fucking picking like the dog food, I fucking hate it, bro.
Why?
Because the dog food
it reminds you of home or what?
No. Fuck.
Why? Because you just want to eat it or what?
No. Nah, because when you pick the fucking dog food, you start getting fucking, like, little cases and, like, fucking gigantic-ass fucking cases of fucking, like, the toilet paper, toilet paper, fucking towels and all that shit.
Yeah.
And it just starts getting all fucked. And you're like, this is going to fucking fall over. Be looking like those pallets. That's why I got transferred to the fucking fridge.
Because you were slow?
Yeah. Damn. And I fucking hate it over there in that area.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Life of an order picker.
Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
You know what's fucking crazy? I remember like months back, this nigga was like, oh yeah, bro, I'm already almost up to my fucking quota. Like I'm already better than all these niggas that have been here for a fat minute.
Oh, I know, bro. He was sending me pictures of his fucking percentages and shit.
Now I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm just there to get a fucking check.
What happened to this man?
The laziness caught up again, bro.
It's not the laziness, bro. Nah. It's not the laziness. It's fucking hard, bro.
Guarantee, you know what, bro?
I can do it for like half the shift, and the second half I'm fucking tired.
Look, bro, I'm not praying on your downfall or anything, so don't take this shit the wrong way. But let's just say you go to the fucking police academy, and you say you want to be a fucking detective, right? And then you're a police officer, and you're like, all right, you know, I was trying the first few months, but I'm tired of this shit. How you ever gonna reach detective status like that, my boy?
Because that's the job that I want. This ain't a job that I want.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nah, nigga. My nigga's gonna go on a fucking foot chase one day, and then he's gonna get tired. He's like, yeah, he can go.
I'll let the brother live for another day.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Look, but if this was fucking 18, 19-year-old Eric, back when I used to order pick at Capstone, different story.
Different story.
That Eric used to order pick.
That Eric used to order pick in the air.
Hey, low-key, though. Low-key. I was a fucking dumbass for not wearing my fucking vest. I could have really fallen to my death.
Stupid.
He didn't wear the vest so he could look cool. So he could look like a bad boy in front of the honeys.
That's crazy. I heard he talks to all the honeys that were.
I know, bro.
Huh? Not me.
No? Oh, no. My bad. Must be a different Eric.
Must be an Eric with a C.
Or a K, but not together.
Okay, hold on, guys. I'm going to go on a fucking, like a left turn here. Random as fuck, right? Talking about the workplace, right? And you talking to baddies or whatever. Okay?
All right, guys. Hold on. Before you start.
Yeah.
You are now tuning in to another session of Baddiology.
Baddiology 101 featuring the Early Birds. Pew. All right. So, Eric, a lot of places, right? Let's say you're at a production place. Most production places require you to be 18.
Right.
Right? What's 18? It's legal age, my nigga. Okay. So.
What are you trying to get here, Johnny?
I'm getting to it, bro. Let me fucking sauce up my tacos before you can eat them, nigga.
They sauced up.
So,
they dripping.
They not dripping yet, bro. Let them fucking edge off the plate real quick. All right. So, let's say y'all getting some new temps or whatever.
Okay.
Fucking Elwood staffing is like, oh, yo. Y'all gonna get some new people. You see a little baddie, right? Okay?
Okay.
Now, this baddie. Fat old ass. Big ass titties. 10 out of 10 face.
Ooh.
Okay? And you're like, oh, shit. What's up, little mommy? Let me holla for a dollar. Okay, you start talking, chopping it up and shit. Okay? You're like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Let's go to the fucking bar, right? I can't. I'm 18.
Oh, no, baby, no.
Nah, she would have hit you with that. She'd be like, no, I can't. And you'd hit her with the, why? Why not? Like, you busy or what? She's like, no, I'm not busy, but, you know, I really can't get in. And then you'll be like, what? Why?
She's like, did you get to a fight?
I'm not 21 yet. Oh, shit. All right.
I'm not 21. Okay, so that happens. I'm not 21. You ask her how old she is. She's 18, 19. Okay, 18 or 19. Now, are you gonna move forward with this baddie? Or no. Are you like, you're too young.
I'm
26.
That's too young.
The age discrepancy is just not.
It's too young.
Too young.
Too young. For her. Yeah, because I have a sister that's 19 now.
Okay.
And so I don't... She could be in the same classroom as my sister when they were in school. That's fucking weird.
But here's the thing, Eric. You want to know a crazy fact right there? They not in school no more, nigga.
They in the real world. Real world.
They in the real world.
Nah, I don't know. Nah, what's your young.
What's your cutoff age, John?
So, let's see if we're 26.
What? Hold on, nigga. Is it like a percentage type shit? Or is it like a number? Like age number?
It's not a definitive number. So, it's depending on your age?
Yeah.
For real?
So, like, my cutoff age, like, let's see, like 26, pushing 21.
So, not 21 yet?
Oh, when is she, like, let's say, okay, when is she turning 21?
Does that really matter? At this point, does it really matter, bro?
Okay, let's say she turns 21 this year. Yeah, fuck it.
Let's say she just turned 20 this year.
She turns 21 next year.
That's when I'm like, she's. I'm like, eh. And you said she's baddie?
She a baddie, bro. 10-10.
Fuck it.
He said, fuck it.
My bad, guys. Let me mute this, John, real quick.
Nah, I have a question. So let's say you get with the 20-year-old. Would you be hesitant? To tell people that she's 20?
More, I'd fuck, but I wouldn't cuff.
What does that even mean?
So you'd have a one-night stand with her?
Yeah.
So, okay. So you'd have a one-night stand with the 20-year-old? So wouldn't you have a one-night stand with the 18-year-old?
Nah.
Why?
That, see, that's
18, too. Look, 18 through 20 is basically the same age, to be honest.
No, but see, that's why we said 20 is like fucking pushing it. 21 is like, eh. But like 20 is like, you're fucking, or like big toes on the edge of the cliff. That's what you're surviving off of. Kind of push. But other than that.
No? For real?
What about you, Alfred?
Look.
We got to be honest here, okay?
Look, TBH to me, bruh, if she's a baddie, baddie 10 out of 10, but she got to be like a baddie, baddie, like dream fuck, dream bitch, right? Then maybe I'd say fuck it to 20. But personally, to me, my thing is like 21, 22.
21, 22?
Yeah. Like, she gotta at least be over 21. You know? Because to be honest, dog, what can you do when you're not 21?
You can hit up fucking...
You can go to Rush, the strip club.
Strip club.
With no alcohol.
Like, man's got a point.
Like, you know, I'm not saying necessarily like, yeah, that means you can't drink. No, but I'm saying it's like, you know, you're gonna get kicked out of round one after 10.
Do you really?
Yeah, for minors.
Oh yeah. Shit! I didn't know that.
Okay, put it this way, bro. It's a baddie, right?
Baddie. He's trying to justify.
So I am trying to, because look, I'm just saying, if she's a fucking. If I was in the position and I'm like, okay, baddie, 10-10, I'm trying to smash. If she's 18, it's legal, I'm hitting, bro. But your point to getting kicked out of round one at 10 is perfect. I would love that. And be like, yeah, if you're not over the age of 21, you know, you gotta dip and you leave. Go outside around on, oh fuck, man, we got kicked out of the arcade. What should we do now? Damn, that's crazy. I'm fucking home alone. My bed is looking mighty fucking comfortable right now. Let's put on some Netflix. And then the fucking diddler comes out, bro.
The diddler. Damn. Sounds like you've been thinking about it.
Okay. No, I ain't been thinking about it. I'm
so,
just saying.
So what's your age? And just straight up 18?
Okay, yeah. What's your cutoff limit?
Right now?
Yeah. Let's say you're single right now. You're a hoe now.
Okay, I'm a hoe. I'm single. What's my age limit?
Yeah. Like, what's too young? What's your age limit for young and older?
Low-key, I don't got a stop for older.
See, that's just crazy to me.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Young, 18, bro. Fuck it, hey.
Okay. Since
fresh you said 18. Out. College sophomore. Stop fucking playing.
So let's say she just barely turned 18. She's a senior in high school.
She's a senior in high school?
But she's 18. She's 18.
She's that older
she's
senior.
She's
18,
yeah.
Oh, man. That one's just crazy to me. Nah, okay, you know what? That's where it gets interesting, because
why she's 18?
No, that's valid, right? Let me tell you why it's interesting, okay? I'm not about. Are we just talking about smashing? We fucking?
Yeah, just smashing.
No date?
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck it.
Nah.
Okay, yeah, why not both? Why not both?
No, I'm not gonna date her though.
No.
No, we're not dating.
But if she get okay, let's say she has 1 month left of high school.
That's even worse, nigga.
That's worse?
That's the worst time.
Why?
Because, look, bro. If I'm a date her, this bitch is going to be like, yo, let's go to fucking senior cotillion. Come to my graduation.
But didn't you do that once upon a time?
I was 19.
But you were out of high school. Yeah, you still went to a high school dance.
I was 1 year out of high school, nigga. You act like I was 26. I was 19, bro.
That is crazy.
I was 19 and my girl was a senior. She was one grade younger than me. How is that weird?
Hey, you have little Jackie and then an old ass man over here?
How is that weird?
My boy went back to high school.
We were the same age.
But I go.
She was an old senior. I was a young senior.
You were a young man.
I was a young man.
Not young ma.
Nah, but yeah.
So 18 then?
18, fuck it, bro.
18 if she's not in high school.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the upper age limit? Yeah, what's the for me? Age? Oh man, I want to say like. Hold on, are we talking about fucking still, or are we talking about dating?
Both. Let's say fucking both. And then dating.
Dating, my cutoff would be like 30, bro.
30?
Yeah, 26, damn. 4 years older, that's cool. Damn. Fucking? Bro. This bitch goes to the gym, she keep herself looking nice, bro. She could be fucking 80 for all I care.
Mighty Lou?
On God, bro, like, we could literally be on her fucking deathbed. If she bad, she bad. I'm just saying, bro.
Okay. So you're telling me, let's say she looks like one of these See's Candy bitches, but she fit, she got a fat old ass, big old titties, but she pushing like a cool 75.
But she got a nice everything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll pick her up from her fucking See's Candy shift. Like, come here, baby. My fucking van is wheelchair accessible. Let me know. It's okay. Don't hurt your hip. Don't hurt your hip.
I hate this dude.
Oh, you got back problems? I got a perfect solution for you.
Two words for you.
You ever heard of back shots?
Back shots.
Damn. Actually, you know, yeah. So dating would probably be like 35.
Damn, nigga. 9 years older?
Yeah. Damn. Why is my make it 10, huh?
35?
36 now.
So no, 36?
No. So 36, yeah.
36.
And then, just fucking, I respect my boy's response.
Okay, so hold on. So what is your cutoff limit for dating?
Dating, like 36.
Okay, what's the younger one?
Dating, like 22.
22?
Yeah.
You're pushing dating, 21. Your dating is 18?
Wait, what?
What is your dating for the younger age?
Oh, 18, yeah. 18, cool. Hey, it's a cool 18.
What's yours? What's yours?
Mine's like 20, like 21, 22.
Wait, we talking about dating?
Yeah.
Oh man, no dating. No. I thought we were just talking about fucking. No dating, like a cool 20.
1 year?
That's 2 years. That's 2 years, bro.
It's the same age. No, hold on. And 20.
Hey, hold on, 20? Look, bro, here's the difference, right?
There's no teen in it.
That is true. Look, difference between 18 and 20 is at 18, that's a young, you know, just barely fucking growing the wings, right? At 20, you know, they got 2 years experience. You know, they learn how to spread them a little bit.
Oh, so you don't want to be the teacher?
No, I don't want to be the teacher. They out in the world a little bit.
Oh, they you need the experience.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
But we talking about life experience, not like getting fucked. Type shit.
Oh, for real?
No. First of all, if I said spreading legs, I didn't mean to. I meant spreading wings.
No, you said spread legs.
Well, that's not what I fuck. Maybe that's where mine was at, but I meant spreading wings, bro.
Oh shit.
I meant spreading their wings, you know, out in the real world. They got to explore a little bit, you know, went through some trials and tribulations and shit.
Trials and tribulations. Okay, so 20.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said yours was 30?
What's my what?
Yours was 30? For the upper age limit?
Yeah. Yeah.
30 and yours was 36. Holy shit. Damn. To be honest, I think mine's is like 32.
32?
Like, no, 30. Oh. Like 30 as well.
Míralo.
Dude, 36? Like, look, the thing is, it's not bad right now. But then it gets to the point, you gotta realize, dude, you're gonna be 40, she's gonna hit 50. you're going to be 50. She's going to be in her 60s. She gets the senior discount.
She dies faster than I do.
Okay.
Is that a good thing?
What is that going to get you?
If she has money, then the money.
What if you're the one with the money? You bet. Might as well go marry Oprah right now.
Okay, but see, that's something that, like, I understand. Like, when people are, like, married to someone that's 20 years younger.
You wouldn't do that?
Hell no. To date someone? Okay, look, okay, so that's kind of where I feel weird. I could date someone 20 years, like, if she was bad, you know?
I mean, look.
40,
look,
but I, but me being at fucking 45, dating a 25, nah.
Oh, my bad.
No, but look, the thing is, let's say...
Because then I'm going to be that old-ass dude when she goes out to the clubs with the fucking friends.
But wouldn't you want to pull a bad bitch like that?
Well, not when I'm fucking 50.
So you're going to pull a bitch that's 50?
Yeah.
Dude, if I could pull a badder bitch that's younger than me, fuck it, dude.
Especially you want her to give you all your money, huh?
Fuck it. Look, all I'm saying, bro, is, dude, you're going to be 50. Let's say you're 50 and you get a divorce, you know? You're telling me you're going to go after some 50-year-olds? Nah, you're going to look at the fresh meat, bro.
Cougars?
I'm not talking about, like, you going to fucking go get no 18-year-old. But, you know, let's say if you vibe and she's bad as fuck and she ends up telling you, yeah, I'm like 28 and you're like 52. Man.
Tell me you're not pulling. You got to think about it, Eric.
Telling me you're not pulling.
I don't know. It just feels weird to be with someone like fucking...
You 12. Of all people, I would have thought would have been all for that.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Nah,
and you know what? Weird. If anything, it's weird for her. Not for you.
Yeah, if anything, everyone's going to look at her weird. Everyone's going to be like, why are you with that old ass dude that could be your dad?
But then again, they might think he is a little weird. But I mean, hey, fuck it, bro.
Nah, fuck it, nigga. And look, bro, if you can pull the bitch and she fine... And you old?
How,
fuck it.
How old is, what's his name? How old is Trump's bitch?
Isn't she only, like, in her 30s?
I don't know. She's pretty young.
She has to be pretty young.
Let's look it up, bro. There's a history. Oh, fuck. I'm logged out of my Instagram.
Theo Trump.
Let's check Google, shall we?
Let's see.
Because there's a long... I mean, granted, all these guys have reputations for being weirdos.
She's 34.
She's 34.
See?
And how old is Trump?
Trump has to be like 70, right?
Let's see. Donald Trump, age. 78, bro.
Yeah.
So what? She's 34, you said?
God damn, yeah.
Let's see. Y'all got the calculator? 44. That's a 44-year difference?
Yep.
Wait, she's 34?
Yeah, is she 34?
I don't know. What I want to say? Where's my calculator at? Type shit. I can't do math in my head.
Type B.
All right, let's see. That's 78 minus what? 34 or
44?
34. Yeah, 44. That's a 44-year difference, bro.
You don't trust my math or what?
Hey, no, bro. I asked you and you said you didn't know.
Once upon a time.
I told you 34 and then I said
he's 40. Good at math.
And then I told you.
No, my bad, nigga.
That's his best subject. All
right. Now.
Low-key.
Now, what's that other homie's name? Leonardo DiCaprio. Right? How old is he? Leonardo DiCaprio, age?
49.
He's 49. Okay. Victoria Ceretti.
How old that bitch?
Age. She's 26. How old is he, did I say?
49.
26, so 23. That's a 23-year gap, bro. See, that's what Alfie was trying to say. That's like around the same, right?
Yeah, they're basically around the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I find that weird,
bro. You're saying Like, don't get me wrong. Dog,
you're really telling me I was out here in the fucking going to the clubs and shit while she's getting her diapers changed?
You don't think about that, bro. Who the fuck thinks about that?
Yeah, bro, you don't think about that.
Because you said that the gap is 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
You're not telling me it wouldn't be weird for a fifth grader to be with a newborn? It's the same shit, Eric. You're not gonna think about that.
You was in she was in fifth grade while you wasn't even out of the womb yet.
Okay.
God damn. 44?
This one's even crazier, bro. You know Al Pacino, right? Scarface.
How old is he?
He's 84.
God damn.
Now, his girlfriend that he just had a baby with, she's 29.
Damn. That homie can still push out babies?
What is that?
84 minus 29. That's a 55-year gap, bro.
Holy God shit. Damn. God damn.
That could be like her great grandpa right there, bro.
Pretty much.
Now you telling me that's not G shit right there?
Look, you're telling me this dude Al Pacino wants to pull an 80-year-old bitch? Hell no.
That's I don't know. Nah.
That's some gangster shit right there. Damn. Think she likes him?
Hell no.
No?
Hell no.
But she had his kid.
Maybe she wanted a kid though.
That has to be meant for something.
Maybe she just wanted a kid.
She said, "My baby daddy's gonna die in 10 years."
Exactly, see?
Robert De Niro, he's 80. He got a 45-year-old girlfriend.
Damn. See, okay. No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what's the difference now, bro? That's still 35 years.
He said, what's the difference now? Why? Because she's already kind of older now?
Yeah.
How does that make a fucking difference?
The maturity.
Really, nigga?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up with your maturity. No. You're the last. You're the last fucking person to be talking about fucking maturity in this room, nigga.
Yo, you touched. Hey, you pushed his buttons on that, bro.
No. Okay, I'm not talking about maturity in like me or like as in guys, fool. I'm talking about like the girls. Like the girls, obviously, they mature a lot better than men do. And so that's what I'm saying. They mature better. Different.
You still the last guy that should be talking about. Fuck it. I guarantee you, bro, you get with that 26-year-old when you're... How old did you say, Alfred? 50, nigga. Guarantee you, she might be more fucking mature than you at that age, bro.
Oh, God, bro. I think you already reached your peak.
Of maturity or what?
This is how mature you're going to get. My nigga said... The audacity of you mentioning maturity.
Damn. I ain't never want to fucking hear that word out your mouth again, bro.
What you mean, bro?
What you mean?
I'm maturing every day.
Since when, nigga?
Are you saying this nigga's not mature?
Yeah, what's not mature of me?
Let's not say, bro. Let's not say, bro.
Because a lot of these fucking episodes have been fucking me in the ass. No homo.
Hey, yo.
Nah, bro.
On God, like, bro, if you're 26-year-old and your fucking part-time job is sharing memes on Facebook, there's an issue there, bro.
Do you not fuck with the memes, though? No.
They're funny, but I don't fucking live for them, nigga. I swear to God, bro. You fucking wake up, share a meme, grab a bowl of fucking cereal, eat, share a meme.
That's where you're wrong, my boy. I don't need cereal.
Oh, my bad, nigga. But you share a meme as soon as you wake up?
Yeah. No, hold on. Let's see. I wake up. I go to the bathroom. Yeah. Just going through Facebook. Catching up on all the messages I missed out.
And then, you shouldn't do that shit in the morning. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. My bad, guys. The episode wanted to end early. What'd you say, though, Eric? Sorry, it cut off, bro.
If I find a fire meme in the morning, if it's too early to share it, I'll save it.
Fresh. It's too early to share. Fucking crazy to put all that thought into it, bro.
What makes it too early? Like, what does that mean? Too early
to dog share? It's 4 in the morning.
You know what's crazy? I guarantee you I know what his fucking mindset is, because I used to think this shit in like junior high when it was cool to have like fucking Facebook clout and shit. I'm like, oh, I bet I'm not gonna post this shit until fucking noon, because noon is when all the niggas are on lunch and they're gonna be on Facebook and shit and they're gonna like it. If I post this shit this early in the morning, ain't nobody gonna be on their phones, nobody gonna like it. So my nigga Eric is right there, wake up in the fucking in the morning before going to work. He's like, damn, this shit's fucking funny, but ain't nobody gonna see this shit if I post it right now. It's gotta be fresh on their feed right at prime time.
It's either that or watching some roulette skills.
Wait, what?
Like different strategies of how to like fucking make some money on roulette.
The fuck are you talking about?
Like the roulette table?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching some videos on like how much you should put to fucking get some a certain amount.
This is what you do with your free time, nigga?
Why lie?
Hey, this maturity goes crazy already, bro. I fuck with it, bro. I respect the hustle.
Maturity goes crazy.
Look, bro, look. You're not seeing the bigger picture, right? If what? I put 150 on these certain numbers, yeah, like on one of the strategies I see, uh-huh, you get like 400 back, uh-huh, you know, on top of what you already made back.
Right, right.
Okay, you keep doing that shit.
Yeah.
Go from bounce from table to table. Say you went in with 300, now you're up like fucking 700.
Right.
Okay, you do that shit a bit more, now you're up like 2,000.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question.
What's up?
How many times you gotten lucky doing this?
Oh, I just barely started playing a roulette. All I know is I played roulette the first time on for my birthday, and I put it all in black. Did I lose any money? Hell no. Nah.
I don't know,
my,
bro.
My homie was telling me to put it on black 13. He said, you're going to win with this one. That bond never went to black 13. I would have lost money.
I'm just saying, bro. The odds are always against you. Why do you think gambling people, for the most part, are broke?
Hey. But when you believe, you'll succeed.
Nigga, who the fuck told you that? Disney or what? Nah.
What you mean? I just gotta believe.
Alright, bro. I'm just gonna fucking believe I have a 10-inch cock. That shit gonna be true?
You could believe it. You could believe it. It doesn't mean it's true.
What was the quote?
Believe and you'll succeed.
What is that? What does that mean? Succeed. Succeed means it's gonna happen. Yeah,
so you believe in the homo and having a big cock. You're gonna look at your little pecker and be like, damn, I need like 7 more inches on my dick. So that's when you start.
Hold on, bro. Disrespect me. 7 more.
So he only has 3 in the homo.
That's fucking. We talking about mine, nigga, not yours.
Anyways. So you're going to the fucking doctor's.
Respect on it.
Put some respect.
So you go to the doctor's and be like, yeah, Jonathan, what are we here doing here for? All right, I need a big dick. I need a 10-inch dick. So work your magic. He goes, okay, we're going to need to do all these surgeries. Bada boom, bada bing. Now you got a big dick. All because you.
All because you believed?
Yeah, all because you believed.
Damn, bro.
I
believe I want.
Random question. Huh? If you just had the opportunity, it right. was free, paid for.
Okay.
They said, we can make your dick big. Would you do it?
It's free?
It's free.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it.
Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Okay.
But now. Oh, what? No, go on.
No, 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 you go.
I was going to say, now, if they ask me, would you rather have 2 extra inches of dick or 4 extra inches of height? I take the height.
Oh, the height, like in general?
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely take that. Easy.
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 But it's just...
The height's perfect. To be honest, look.
Let's see, I'm 5'9 right now.
On some no home, on some no homo shit, I'm content. But
six,
nah,
one,
the six. Imagine if I was like 6'2", 6'3". I'd be perfect.
See, I'd be 6'1". Shit, I'd take 4 inches.
I'd be 6'3".
That'd be perfect.
You 5'11", nigga?
5'10". So, oh, no, no, never mind. So it'd be 6'2", then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, but without the height, you would do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Oh, yeah. We talking, what, like 2 inches?
Huh?
I'd take it 2 inches.
What if they said they could give you a Godzilla?
Nah, bro. See, because there's a certain point where it's just not even worth it, bro.
that 10-inch peck.
Nah, I take one.
One inch?
I take one. Yeah. Nah, come think about it, bro. I don't know.
Nah, because that would definitely... A home will get in the way.
What about you, Eric? You didn't answer.
Yeah, what about you? Your head state. You're thinking about it. What are you thinking about? My boy said, give me that Godzilla one. I want to start my porn star career. My boy said, as big as you can make it.
Why lie?
Dead ass?
Yeah.
For real?
I'm chill with my height.
Wait, hold on. We're not even talking about that right now. We're just talking about in general. Like, you would take the Godzilla dick?
Yeah, why not?
That's crazy, bro. Nah.
Like, dude, like, just imagine the home having, like, your dick being as big as your fucking forearm, dog. Like, nah, bro. Like, nah, come on now, bro. God.
You would want that?
Why not?
Nah, bro. Well,
what's so bad about that?
Look, bro, all I'm saying is there's a fucking limit on how deep you can go into a bitch, bro.
Oh, God.
That's all I'm saying. At that point,
you're saying that I'm going to run out of space?
All I'm saying is not going to be enjoyable.
Look, I'm just saying, you remember when you were gonna run out of dick for the ass? She's going to run out of ass for your dick.
Run out of ass?
Yeah, it's going to be vice versa, bro. Just saying.
He wants to be a porn star.
What's that fucking guy that fucked the... what's his name? Adam what? Adam 20
West?
Adam 22? Adam what?
Oh, no jumper dude?
Yeah, what's his
Adam
name?
Adam 22?
Yeah, Adam 22. The bitch that fucked his wife. I mean, the nigga that fucked his wife.
Oh,
what's his name?
I know it's Jason something.
Jason Love.
Yeah.
Jason Love. Yeah. I heard Jason Love, bro. I heard he's got like, I don't know this. I ain't seen shit.
Okay, but why are you so excited about this?
No, I'm not. I'm giving you a fucking example here. I'm giving you an example. Bro, I heard he's got like a fucking Subway foot long, bro. Right? And now, he was talking. I was listening to like this interview type shit of him saying that it's too much for some girls. Now, you telling me you would like that? They'd be like, oh, no, I can't. Like, she'd be like, no, I can't fuck you. It hurts.
That would low-key suck. Like, and imagine, look, just put it into perspective. What if she can't even swallow that much?
We could work on that gag reflex, baby.
That's crazy.
She's gonna fucking
you're gonna fucking be gone, and then she's gonna fucking puke on your dick.
Is she gonna give me the huck toot?
Huck toot.
Hey, did you hear that she fucking denied to be a fucking playboy?
I wouldn't doubt it. She also said she wasn't gonna do OnlyFans. But okay, look, I was thinking about this. She ain't even bad.
She's not.
Like,
is she for Playboy? Nah.
No, she's not, bro.
She's not Playboy material.
And she got all this clout. Like, all I'm saying, guys, is I just want to go viral once.
That's really all you need.
One time, bro, and see what I could do with it. Because if they got a chance, I want a chance too. Shit.
Low key.
Yo, listeners, do what you do. Make us viral. Do what you do. Listen, please. Tell your friends. Tell your mama. Tell your daddy. Tell your uncles. Tell your sisters. Your cousins.
Okay. Your friends. I have a scenario for you.
What's up?
Okay. What if, let's say you go viral for like a sexual question, like the Hawk Twill bitch, right?
Okay.
And I don't know who does it. Doesn't Victoria's Secret do a gay line?
Okay.
For niggas?
I don't know. But if they do, fuck it. Keep going.
If she, let's say you do that, yeah, you go viral. Victoria's Secret offers you a deal to be promoting their gay line. Would you do it?
Hold on. This is where the real question comes in. I'm just promoting their gay line. I don't got to do no gay shit.
No, like, no, like your pictures are gonna be.
You don't all gotta over. Do no gay shit, but you gotta be, you know.
I gotta up be a gay.
Some songs and shit. Probably pose with some other dudes.
Oh,
like it's not like you fucking or kissing them. That's but like, true. You know, you gotta be wearing all that gay shit. Hey,
look, if I gotta wear it, you know, minimal gay shit. Like you know, like some shit. I would be like, okay, you know, I did it for the money. No gay shit, right? Like. You just gotta technically be gay for the ad.
Yeah.
But you're not really gay.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks you're gay on the ad.
Put it this way. Let's say on one of the pictures of the ad.
Right.
It's you holding another dude.
Oh, fuck, bro. No, that's super homosexual right there.
It's like you holding another dude and both of you are in thongs.
No, man. Look, bro.
But they offered you a bag for this.
A bag.
A bag.
A fucking bag, bro. Oh, man. Okay, here's a real question. Is the other guy gay or is he, like, doing this shit for the bag, too? This matters.
He's probably gay.
Fuck. Fuck.
Let's say it's big gay Tyrone.
Oh, man. Is he holding me or am I holding him?
Would it matter?
It does matter. Because if I'm holding him, I know I won't get a chub. I can't say the same thing the other way, bro.
Okay, so alright, let's say you're just holding him.
I'm holding him. There's no homosexual thoughts in my brain. I'm getting my bag. Fuck it, let's get it.
Okay, what if you guys have to hug forward, though?
Oh, man, no, no.
Like, hug forward and you guys are staring at each other like that. Oh,
nah. Nah, I can't do it. I can't do it, bro. Nah. I can't, bro.
Even if it's the bag?
I'm provoking him, bro.
Even if it's like the bag.
How big is his bag, bro?
Okay, let's say they give you like a $6 million deal.
So, oh, fuck. I'm making it out the hood. Fuck it, bro. All I'm saying, bro, if I don't gotta do any physical gay shit, hey, the door is open for a $6 million bag.
Would you do it for the $6 million bag?
I don't know, bro. That's really gay. For the $6 million and I'm not doing no gay shit other than just taking the picture?
Like, you're not doing no gay shit, but you are wearing the gay shit. You might potentially have to hug this other gay man. And you might be doing some gay poses.
But, no, I'm with Johnny. If I'm holding it, then all right, cool.
Okay,
because I won't get the chub.
If he's holding you,
I don't know about that. Because I don't want to fucking feel that his little ding-a-ling just fucking start growing. Hell no. <nah. laughs> Especially if he's gay. Oh, no, baby, no.
Facts.
Oh, what's that, bro? Oh, that's just my snake. Don't worry about it. Nah.
Well, imagine that thing fucking pokes your eyes.
Oh, nah, bro. Oh,
nah.
Yeah, make us go viral.
Hook to it.
That was pretty good, bro.
We need to start doing fucking interviews outside.
Oh, God, huh?
We really need to.
Y'all down?
Don't we already have some?
Nah, but we need to do better ones, juicier ones like that.
We need to do fire ones, bro.
Yeah.
But the fuck it, let's go dorm right now. Eh?
You ain't down?
No, I'm not. I got to go pick up my phone. But yeah, that's all the gay shit we got for today. Okay. Next week, we'll come with some more not gay shit. Cause,
oh, God, please.
I was going to say, no, no. Why bring the more gay shit? Nah.
No, nah, bro. Please.
Nah, baby, nah.
Oh, no, baby.
But
yeah, that's it.
I guess that wraps it up.
All right.
Wrap it up, dude.
Wrap it up, then. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace out.
Bye, gangsters.
Oh, shit. How do you pause this?
Oh, shit.